Morning, welcome back. Welcome to those online. Praise the Lord. Father, we are grateful for this first week of this year. We praise your name. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You are in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Just open up your mouth. Let's thank the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for this year, Father. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for these meetings, Lord. Thank you for these meetings. Father, that you remember us. Lord, remember us. Remember your church. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I'm here to worship you. Father, I'm here to worship you. Father, we worship you. We lay down every care at your feet. We worship you, God. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We welcome you into this place. We welcome you into this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like you, Father. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sing, amen.
Ah.
Children and the children and the children. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we are thankful for the life that you've given to us. How, Lord, oh God, by your grace you sustained us and brought us through 2023. Now we are in 2024, in the very first Sunday of this year. We are thankful. We are thankful. We are thankful, Father. We're thankful for your mercies. We're thankful for the help. We're thankful, God, for the grace that you've accorded us. We honor you, Most High God. We honor you. We adore you. And we say thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord, for the sufficiency of your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your sustaining power. Thank you, Lord, for divine health. Thank you, Lord. You have kept us. You've protected us. If the enemy had his way, we wouldn't be here. But Lord, oh God, your hand has kept us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for all that you're going to do in us and through us this day. Thank you, Lord, for the transformative work of grace that's working in us and through us this very moment. Thank you, Lord, that we are blessed. Our family is blessed. Our children are blessed. Our children's children are blessed. Our children's children's children are blessed. Blessed be your holy name. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. It is good to be in the house of the Lord today. May God heal all hearts that are hurting, those that have lost loved ones, those that got hurt for one reason or the other. May God's healing power flow and touch everyone in their spirits, in their souls, in their bodies. May you be blessed beyond measure. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Worship team, that was just wonderful. Thank you so very much. Amen. God is good. At this time, Mama is going to come and she's going to lead us in our time of prayer and intercession.
Good day, everybody.
Good day.
Praise the Lord. The rest of you sitting, you can stretch your hands towards our children. If you are sick or anything you need God for, this is your time to be at the altar. Father, we just give you praise. Thank you for another day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for all our children, all our biological children, their spouses, their seeds. Till Jesus come and all these children before us, spiritual children, extended families, partners all over the world, and those hearing the sound of my voice. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero form. Those in seed form, those and the womb, touch their lives. Minister grace to everyone. May they know you. The most important thing in life is to know you and to be in your will, that they will surrender their will to you and follow you all the days of their life. At the end of the day, we will give account of our lives. May their life count well in the name of Jesus. May they not be rejected by you, but accepted by you. May the final answer to them not be, get away from me, I know you not, but welcome, my precious children. That would be their answer. Father, we thank you that our spirit, soul, and body belong to you. Give them a victorious week, a great day in God, in their career, in their schoolwork, in everything they do, in their retirement years. Minister grace to everyone. Let none be left behind, but may they know Jesus is truly Lord of their lives. We bless your holy name. Bless your teachers. Bless the word of the Lord. Bless every child that call upon the name of the Lord. Can you call his name this morning?
Jesus.
Jesus. You are blessed. All right. See you soon. Father, we continue to give you praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, their spirit and life, flow in this house this morning, flow in our family, in our city, our nation, and in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. All right, we've got lots of scriptures to read. I will try not to make comment, but you never know what's going to happen. So let's Hebrews 11, so let's read on. It's a lot, so I'm going to try my best to just read. Every verse is loaded, so it's your duty at home to meditate on the scriptures, to read them again and spend time on them. You're here to activate. I told you I will not always do this. So I'm coming close to when I will stop reading this. I'll just come pray and then have a seat. Praise the Lord. You have to. The purpose of doing this, I think I've done this, I don't know how many years I've done it. A long, long time. So you can fall in love with the word of the Lord. It's the word that's going to sustain you. Everything will pass away, but not one word of God will pass away. So this is your treasure. Somebody say, this is my treasure. The word of God is your treasure. So if you want to collect anything, collect the word. Say amen. Go for what is most important. Amen. All right, Hebrews 11. Everybody should be there so you can read. There are 40 verses, so let's read. Everybody read. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Somebody say amen. May you please God. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Somebody shout hallelujah. They did not have skyscrapers or mansions. They were dwelling in tents, and yet the God of heaven was dwelling with them. Say, may God dwell with me in my household. Say, amen. May you be a place where God wants to dwell. Verse 10, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Somebody say it's a faithful God. Verse 12, therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. What did the Bible say you are? Strangers and pilgrims on the earth. You are strangers. This is not your home. You're visitors. Say amen. Some people act like this is their final destination. Yes, you're going to come back. This earth will move away. A day is coming, the Bible says, to be removed by fervent heat. But we're not going to be here. Praise the Lord. It will melt away. The heavens that you see now and the earth will melt away. Then there will be a brand new one. Hallelujah. Unpolluted. No sin, no death, no sorrow, no shame, no fear, no lack. Everything of the devil will not be in it, because there will be no devil, no demons. Hallelujah. And a brand new one will come, so we will live in both dimensions. Hallelujah. We're coming back. We'll stay in the earth, but not this one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you want to stay in this one, we give it to you. Have it. May that not be your final destination. The Bible told you where your home is. So keep that in your mind in any time you are making decisions and how you act. Say amen. Verse 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly country. Are you desiring that one? I say amen. Wherefore, God is not ashamed, but to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation told you about the city, brand new city. Glory to God. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 19, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, Jesus, help Pastor Maria this morning. There's so much I want to say, but I won't say. Praise the Lord. You have to wait till I preach it. Praise the Lord. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, some people, they are dying, they curse God, but this one is still worshiping with all his strength. May that be your song. That's what we sang this morning. Let that be your song. Amen. 22, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Somebody shout hallelujah. I am having a church within a church. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. By faith, verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. May you choose the pleasures of God rather than the pleasures of sin. Don't get tempted by anyone. Say amen. 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. I gotta say something to our immigrant families. As you come to this nation, you were on fire before you came, asking God every minute, spending time with him. But when you come here, you are not choosing dollars over God. May God deliver every one of us in the name of Jesus. Look for the money, but look for God more. Say amen. Say amen. Seek God, or you are going to walk in vain. May you not walk in vain. You will gather, the Bible says, it will fly away. May you not have flying away wealth. Say amen. Say, I will seek God. Say, I will seek God. Say amen. Money comes to you. Money is a servant. I know it. So when I need service, I command money to come to me. And it comes to serve me. So money is your servant. Don't serve money. Somebody say, money is my servant. You don't mean it. Say, money is my servant. Now, if you've not lived in a system where you have servants serving you, so it's a strange concept. But when you live in a system where you had servants, people serving you, you understand what that means. You don't have to talk. You just blink and they understand what blinking means. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May you have ears to hear and eyes to see. Say a big amen. 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Remember, Egypt was the superpower of the world, not China, not America at the time. It was Egypt. Everybody will have their turn. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Hallelujah. May our eyes be on Jesus. Say, Lord, help me to focus on the Savior of my soul. Verse 28. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. Verse 30. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about what? 7 days. Hallelujah. May all the walls of evil fall around you. 31, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. May the peace of God be our portion today in Jesus' name. 32, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weaknesses were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Somebody say, hallelujah! Say, me too. Amen. 35, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and of imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. They kept their eyes on the Lord. 39, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Rise with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Almighty God, that you have given us a spiritual tool. And the spiritual tool is faith. By faith, nothing is done. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But the tool of faith you've given to us is say, by faith, we can call the things that be not as though they are. Hallelujah. By faith, we can have victory. By faith, we can see things that are impossible become possible. Hallelujah. By faith, we see the invisible God walking in our lives. Hallelujah. By faith. Oh, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Lord, you are giving us evidence. We wait for the evidence because the evidence is coming through to us. We receive that which you have given to us. Your promises are yes and amen. We receive your promises. They never fail because, God, you never fail. They come directly from you, and that which you have spoken concerning our lives, our family, our health, our substance, our future, our now, they shall surely come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, every lion that opens their mouth against us, their mouth is shut. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. You are saying what you have done with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you will do in our lives. Oh, what you have promised, you will manifest. We give you praise, oh God. It shall surely come to pass. It shall surely come to pass. The things you have spoken concerning our lives, they shall surely come to pass. Somebody say, it shall surely come to pass. What God has spoken will come to pass. It cannot be stopped. It cannot be stopped. It is coming through. It is coming from eternity to eternity, and it's coming through to the earth, just like the sunlight. We travel eons of times to come to us. It shall surely come to pass. Let the Son of God rise with wings of healing over our lives. Heal every woundedness. Heal every soul that need restoration today. Somebody say, he restored my soul. May every soul be restored. Every emotional damage, every breakdown, every hurt, every words that are going to bring destruction, we destroy them now. We send the fire of God and we shut those lion mouth in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you, Almighty God, that fruitfulness is our portion. We shall be fruitful. Somebody say, I am fruitful. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you are doing a marvelous work in our lives. And we will have testimonies. Those that are sick, we declare them, be healed, be restored, be made whole. And those that are discouraged, be encouraged. Say, David encouraged himself in the Lord. May you encourage yourself in the Lord, that know that you are not alone. The Lord is with you. And the Lord is for you and for your household. In the name of Jesus, thank you for mega testimonies this year. We shall see a lot of testimonies. They have started, but more to come. They grow and they grow. And we give you all the glory. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace and prosperity to Jerusalem. We ask now for your hand to cover Israel. Cover Israel. You are the glory and the lifter of our head. Father, remember your everlasting covenant. Things that are happening now, you did say they will happen, but victory is theirs. You will wipe out all their enemies. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Yes, Israel is surrounded by enemies, left, right, center, everywhere. But Lord, we thank you that you surround them as a shield. You are the shield and the defender. Defend your people, Lord. We give you praise, O God. Israel, your glory. Israel, your firstborn. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Your word said that in these last days, we will be looking for a Jew and hold to their skirt and say, we will go with you. Not we will destroy you, but we will go with you. Father, arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered, and give wisdom to the people of God, to the church of God, to support Israel, to know that God will do what he says he will do. We thank you for your shalom. In the mighty name of Jesus, your word says, out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. So we receive that blessing for the nation of Israel, for Canada, United States of America, Nigeria, Yugoslavia, in the name of Jesus, for Ukraine, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, for Latvia, in the name of Jesus, and all the nations of the earth where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, and the islands of the seas, every one of them, isles of the seas, you're touching them. You're touching your people, Lord. Every remote corner of the earth, somebody's calling the name of God. Save your people, Lord. May they turn back to you and let go of their idols and turn to the living God, that you will save your people. Thank you for revival. Revive this nation, Lord. Bless our leaders, that they will make righteous decisions, not decisions of evil, but decisions of righteousness. Decision of righteousness, for righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is the reproach. May we have a righteous leaders. In the name of Jesus, you are still the same God that gives dreams. You gave it to Pharaoh in his dream. You gave it to Nebuchadnezzar in his dream. You can visit them in their bedchambers and speak to them, and they will turn around from their wicked way unto you. And this kingdom belongs to you. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our God. Be in the service this morning. Let your word come with power, with grace, with favor and mercy. And bless our worship team as they do their launching today at 12 noon. Minister grace to them and to everyone, and give them the right support. In the name of Jesus, be magnified. And those who had injuries, heal them, Lord. Bless every one of them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Before I begin speaking, I'd like to remind us that tonight is the seventh day of our meeting together nightly. It's our finale. Tonight is going to be different because there's going to be multiple ministers from different parts of the world that are going to be engaged with us. It's a night of impartation. If you've missed the other nights, tonight is not the night to miss. Let me say that again. If you've missed, for whatever reason, tonight is not the night to miss. I always say it. God provides for us. He says he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. But while the table is prepared for you, if you don't eat, you will starve. And the purpose of your enemy to destroy you will be accomplished even though the food is all there. Don't miss your visitation. You cannot be that busy. Sometimes what we call so important becomes unimportant when something that is more important happens. So, I have to do this, I have to do this. And you're sick. Guess what? You're not going to do it. You all of a sudden, the sickness becomes more important. Why would you allow sickness or trouble to become more important than the blessing that God has for you? So tonight, no matter what the devil tries to do to stop you, knock him out of the way. I'm going to be in the house of God. Amen? And I'm going to receive from God all that he has for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One wise word for the wise. Don't miss it. Rearrange your schedule and make room for it. Amen? If you are not able to be here, and God understands it is true you cannot be here, he will meet you anyway. But if you can, and you elect to be slothful and lazy about it, I can't help you. Well, praise the Lord. Okay, let's get to it. To tell you the truth, the message this morning is one that I've wrestled with. I've wrestled with it because for whatever reason, two things are happening at the same time, and I hear God saying, I want you to add this to it, and I'm saying, how can I add this and this together? I don't see how it comes together. And the Lord keeps on saying to me, when are you going to learn how to trust me? So I'm trusting God. Amen? To put it together. Hallelujah. It is well. The Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 60, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. God says, arise, shine, your light is come. Is come. Someone say, is come. What tense is that? Is a present tense, continuous. In this wise, because it is not, has come, that's past tense. Will come, that's future. Is now. But is continues to be is. And so the statement of the Lord is this, that the reason we've not tapped into what he has promised is because we've not embraced it. It is. It is come. And if it is come, then it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ died before the foundations of the earth. So if he died before the foundations of the earth, then that which was done was already an is. Because while God promised that Jesus was coming, Jesus was already come and accomplished the purpose, but the purpose that he accomplished even before the world was created was going to be manifested at a particular time. Mama read us from the Word of God from Hebrews 11 concerning faith today and mentioned all the mighty men and women of faith. But there was a consistent statement. They did not receive what they were believing for. Did you notice that? They had received something. They had experienced miracles, but God was saying, that's not it. That's not it. As mighty and as glorious as the Old Testament was, God is saying, really, that's not it. The Word of God says, be ye perfect, because I'm perfect. God says, be perfect. Now, the last statement in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 40 says this, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. They without us should not be made perfect. God says, be perfect. And the perfection is connected to the manifestations of the miracles that he promised. Are you with me so far? I didn't hear that. Are you with me? The perfection is connected to the manifestation of the promises he made. So God says, I didn't do everything for them because I didn't want them to come to perfection, because I want you to come to perfection, because it is in you that I'm going to do the greater thing. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, if we believe in him, the things that he did shall we do also, and greater things shall he. So God has positioned you and I for the greater, because the greater is the perfection. Oh, my Lord, help me. Somebody help me here. God says, I want you to be perfect. perfect with what? In the manifestation of the promises of God. That God wants to reveal to us how awesome He is. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the word of God says, arise, shine, 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 shine. Manifest my glory like never before, because I am here to show to you that I am God. I'm not a man that will lie. I am God. What I say is what goes. Somebody shout hallelujah. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory, all that God is, the kabod of God, the weightiness of God, the doxa of God, all that God is what? It's risen upon thee. The Bible tells us that we fell short of the glory of God. But I thank Jesus, our Lord, died on the cross of Calvary so that that glory that we lost in the garden in Adam may be restored to us. Hallelujah. Once upon a time, man was supposed to live forever physically. Sin came into the world and man began to decay and die. I'm reminded once again about the statement of the Lord many years ago to me. I was right there at 39-7 Jack Donner Drive. No, that's not the place. 99 Lindcrest. In the family room, when I heard from the left side of my ear, God speak to me. I am still looking for somebody to believe me, not to die. It was such a statement that it shook me to the core. What kind of a statement is that? He said, sin brought about death. I paid the price for sin already. You're not supposed to die. I am the resurrection and the life. Huh? It's in the Bible. I've been reading it. You've been reading it. I'm thinking, but we're still dying. He said, that's why I'm looking for somebody to believe me, not to die. So what is the point? The point is, God has so much for us, but if we don't tap into it, it will never be realized. God wants me blessed, but if I don't believe for it, it will not happen. Because God said it does not mean it's going to happen. It only happens when somebody believes and embraces it by faith. People were dying. But Enoch believed that he didn't have to die. No, there was no preacher. No preacher preached to him. He was counterculture of his day. He just logged into what God said, what he may have heard, and he continued with God. And he walked with God. And as he walked with God, he just took one more step, and the Bible says he was not. It was like translated. He didn't die. He didn't die. There are people that are not going to die, physically not going to die. You know why? Because in the twinkling of an eye, they shall be caught up. God can do it. He did it before. Hallelujah. A man called Elijah did not go down to the dust. He just kept on going with God and poof, he went. Hallelujah. He just went up because the glory of God was upon his life. Child of God, God is going to do new things in our lives today. His resurrection power is available to us, and we shall rise by the authority of his word and defy everything that the devil thinks he wants to accomplish in our lives. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Somebody shout hallelujah. Arise, shine, for the light is come. Jesus our Lord said, I am the light of the world, and he has come and is come. One day I was listening to something on social media when a man of God, listening to this man of God, Canon J. John, he's from Britain. And he had a remarkable statement. So these words that I'm going to share with you for the next 2 minutes or so are not original to me. I heard this man and I sent the information to our assistant. I said, can you put this together for me? I don't know when I'm going to need it, but I sense deep within my spirit that one day I am going to restate these statements from this man of God. He said, the Bible records in the gospel different pictures and different images of Jesus to help different people, different cultures understand who he is. He is the bread of life so that bakers can understand. He is the creator so that the artist can understand. He is the water of life so that plumbers can understand. He is the light of the world so electricians can understand. He is the firstborn so pediatricians can understand. He is the chief cornerstone so architects can understand. He is a foundation stone so that builders can understand. He is the morning star so the astronomers can understand. He is a hidden treasure so that bankers can understand. He is life so biologists can understand. He is the door so that carpenters can understand. He is a great physician so that doctors and nurses can understand. He is the good teacher so that educators can understand. He's a lily of the valley so that the florist can understand. He's a rose of Sharon so that gardeners can understand. He's a rock of ages so that the geologists can understand. He's a true vine so that the horticulturist can understand. He's a bridegroom so that the wedding planners can understand. He's the righteous one so that the judges can understand. He's the advocate so that lawyers can understand. He's a judge so that the criminals can understand. He's a pearl of great price so that jewelers can understand. He's wisdom so that philosophers can understand. He's a wonderful counselor so that psychotherapists can understand. He's the word so that the lexicographers can understand. He's a good shepherd so that farmers can understand. He's a captain so that the Navy and Army can understand. He's the Alpha and Omega so that the scientists can understand. He is wind so that meteorologists can understand. He's the way so that the cartographers can understand. He's the deliverer so that the postman can understand. Somebody shout hallelujah. He is a lion of Judah, so zookeepers can understand. He's a lamb, so that vets can understand. He's a resurrection, so that undertakers can understand. He's a rider on the white horse, so that jockeys can understand. He's the indescribable gift, so that shoppers can understand. He is refuge, so that refugees can understand. He is shelter, so that the homeless people can understand. He is a father, so that orphans can understand. He is the truth, so that politicians can understand. Jesus is the one. My friend, today I want you to know that we serve a great Redeemer, our Deliverer, our great Physician. He is the one who walked upon the waters and bid Peter to walk on the same water. That same Jesus is Lord, and He reigns supreme in your life and in my life. He is not a liar. If He says anything, He will do it. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, rise. It is time for you and I to rise. It is time for you and I to shine. For the glory of the Lord is in this place. Somebody shout hallelujah. We serve a Lord who takes 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feeds 5,000 hungry men, not counting the women or the children, and leaves with 12 baskets full. The one who comes and turns ordinary water into wine. The one who comes to a man who's been paralyzed for 38 years and says to him, pick up your bed and go home. He is Lord forevermore. I said He is Lord forevermore. He is the unchanging changer. He is a God who causes life to come into dead people. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Here's a God who sees a woman with her 2 mites and says to His disciples, oh yes, she's given more than anybody else here. Because He acknowledges people. He sees the leper and He cleanses them. He sees the blind and He gives to them sight. That same Jesus is the light that is risen upon you. The light that is risen upon me. He is the very presence of the Most High God. The very manifestation of the glorious God. And He says, my glory is risen upon you. It is time for you and I to live life to the glory of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. He is the unchanging changer. He's transforming lives day in, day out. He sees you where you are. He comes to a blind man who's been blind all of his life. In fact, he was born blind. It puts mud in the man's face. Tells that man to go wash his face in the pool of Siloam. And as he washed his face, he came back seeing. He had put brand new eyeballs inside those sockets. He is Creator. He is the Word of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. I said He is the Word of God. He was in the beginning with God, and He is God. And that Jesus Christ of Nazareth that was born of the Virgin Mary, that same Jesus is here today. He's here as your healer, your great Physician. He's here as your provider. He is a God who turns lives around. Do you know Him? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He reigns supreme. He is sovereign. I said he is sovereign, and there is not a problem in your life that he cannot solve. The word of God says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. That same God is going to prove himself in your life in amazing ways in 2024. Hallelujah. 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 When he turned that water into wine, he saved a marriage. That marriage was done. How can you run out of wine on our wedding day? You bring in shame to our family. Oh, I know those in-laws would have just shown up and said, my daughter, let us go home. This is not the man for you. He's too broke to have any sense. But Jesus was there, and he saved the marriage. Hallelujah. He saw the widow of Nain. The son is dead. The only son, the one that was going to be the source of provision for her. Everybody crying, crying, and crying. And Jesus has come and stops. You see, a priest doesn't touch dead bodies. But this is a priest that touches dead bodies and says, wake up, man, wake up. You're not supposed to die. You've got some work to take care of. Your mama cannot be crying. No one of us will bury our children. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. That assignment of the enemy is foiled this very moment by the authority of the word of God. Satan, the Lord God Almighty, rebukes you. Loose your hold. Hallelujah. 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 He is God. He is God. He is God. I said he is God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Arise. Shine. For thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He says, I'm going to do this for you. Because I don't want to ever see you in the dark. So before the darkness comes, I'm going to put the light on you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover. The light is come. The light is come. The light is come. But there's going to be darkness, gross darkness. It's coming over the earth, over the people. But the Lord, shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Amen. Somebody say, I'm a light bearer. I carry the glory of God in my life. Hallelujah. The glory of God is on me. Hallelujah. The word of God says, and Gentiles, those who do not know God, shall come to thy light. You light bearer, they are going to come. Just like bugs find light. They get out of the darkness and they fly to the light. so shall the Gentiles, those who do not know God, take flight. They're going to run. They're going to run. They're going to race. They're going to fly. They're going to ride. They're going to walk. They're going to do every possible way. They're going to locate you and I, because we are light bearers. We are glory bearers. Somebody shout hallelujah. Wherever the name of the Lord is lifted up, there shall the Gentiles come. They're going to come. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and their kings are going to come to the brightness of the rising. Why are the kings not coming? Why are the Gentiles not coming? Because we've not allowed our light to shine. It's time to let the light of God shine, 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 shine. Somebody say shine in Jesus' mighty name. That's it. Amen. The God we serve is not a dead God. He is alive. The God we serve sees you and I. He sees you. He knows you. It's not looking at your faults. If he were looking at your faults and my faults, your sins and my sins, he wouldn't have found us worthy to die for. He looked beyond your fault and beyond my fault, and he saw me. He saw his investment. He saw, I created this one in my image and my likeness. It is flawed, but I'm going to fix it. Today, the Lord is fixing somebody. He sees you, and he's fixing it. If you are that one here this morning, thinking, I need help. I need you, God, to do something in my life. I want to shine. I really want to shine. Help me. I'm struggling, but I don't need to struggle, because you are my helper. Just slip your hand right up. I want to pray with you. I see that hand. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, you can put your hand down now. I need healing in my body. You're the great physician. I need you to heal me. I need to heal me in my mind. My mind is messed up. I'm not thinking right. I'm not acting right. I'm not dealing right. I need help. Lord, come help me. I stand. I see those hands. I see those hands. I see those hands. I see those hands all over this place. I see those hands. The Lord sees your hand. Maybe you're here today and saying, Lord, my finances are just a total mess. Everything is messed up. No head or tails to what I'm doing. I need this fixed. Maybe it's because of whatever reason, it's my fault. My fault or not my fault, it doesn't matter. I really do need help with my financial situation. God help me. Who is that? I see those hands. Maybe you come into time of retirement and you look ahead of you and there's nothing to retire with. And it seems like it is too late. As the glory of God rises upon you, that is not going to be a problem. Who is that person? It's just retirement age. Or you're up in your years and you don't have what it takes. I see that. Everybody rise. One of the things we learned this week is that when God remembers us, restoration takes place, deliverance takes place, salvation takes place. There's a reversal of misfortunes. When God remembers you, God grants you supernatural speed, and things that you should have accumulated that have been denied you all of a sudden come together in one shot. Things just line up. As you stand here today, may the God who sees all things and knows all things do extraordinary things for every life here present. Say with me, Father, fight for me. I need help. Rescue me. Father, I cry out for mercy. Be merciful unto me. And do for me today what I cannot do for myself. I surrender my life to you. Oh God, do something with this life. Make my life make sense. Meet me, oh God, and rescue me. Father, 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 help me. See me, remember me, and deliver me. I trust you, O God, to restore my soul. Bless me and make me a blessing. Henceforth, may people see me and say, you are truly blessed of the Lord. May people see me and see your glory is risen upon me. May your light shine brightly in my life. I surrender all that I am to you, O God, in Jesus' mighty name. I receive my healing. I receive my provisions. I am prosperous. Blessed in my going out and in my coming in. My family is secure. my marriage secure, my children secure, my children's children secure, my children's children's children secure. I am blessed and I am a blessing. In Jesus' mighty name, I decree it so. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. The seed that we bring to God, God says He will multiply that seed. When you're a true sower of seed, God multiplies it. Many years ago, the Lord said something to me, I have not forgotten it. He said to me, he said, son, when you are a tither, he said, I don't just look at your tithe and bless you on the basis of your tithe. I look at all the tithe and offerings that were given in that service, and I assign it to you. That means he assigns it to every one of us. He says, not only do I do that, he says, I look at all the tithe and offerings, because you are a tither, that is given in your city, given in your region, given in your province, given in your country, and I assign it to you. I said, huh? He said, that's not all. He says, I look at all the tithe and offerings that were given in the whole world when you're a tither. He says, and I assign it to you that you gave it. Because guess what? He has one body. One man. And we are all in that one man when we are tithers and we are people committed in our giving. He says, so when you ask me for anything, just on the basis of what you did, you're covered. I said, huh? He said, you're covered. Because you're in covenant with me in your sacrifice. Wow. You know, when God speaks to you, it shakes everything inside of you. Because His ways are higher than us. And all of a sudden, it all made sense. Even in the natural, when you bank at a particular bank, if your credit is good, you don't, when you go borrow from that bank, it is not, you don't go borrow the amount of money that you deposited in your bank account. If you want a mortgage for $1 million and you're good for it, they see that you have good credit, guess what? They give you the $1 million. Is that true or not? They give you what you need. But it's not because you had that amount. Maybe you had only $50,000 or $100,000 in the bank. And now they're giving you $1 million. Based on what? Based on what everybody that does banking does. They lend to you. Are we together? Well, it's the same thing in the realm of the spirit, but better. So when you give to the Lord, God sees that and he multiplies your seed sown. And he waters it. And you get your crops at different times in its season. Every plant matures at different times. Amen? But when it's time for you, it will be there, one way or the other. So never think when you give to the Lord that you're wasting anything, that you're losing anything. You're gaining. Amen? So honor God with your giving. And secondly, today, we mentioned, hallelujah, that we're going to give to support our praise and worship band as they do their release. They still have things to take care of. And if you give in towards that, just mark the amount that you give in to support the praise and worship team. Amen? We have an awesome worship team here. And thank God for what they do. Hallelujah. If you need an extra envelope for that particular purpose, we did mention it over and over the last week or so that we're going to be doing this. So I do hope and pray that you prepared yourself to give whatever it is that's in your heart to give. All of it will be needed. But if you give in towards that particular project, just write music project or something like that, something that has to do with music, praise and worship, EP, whatever it is, under other, just take note of it. Praise God. Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to share in communion together. And please be reminded about tonight. And may I also call you to please pray about the next crusade that we'll be having. I'm going to have you come make this announcement, okay? But for right now, please be praying for the crusade that's happening in a week and a half or something like that. A week and one day, I think. Huh? A week and a half? Okay, it's happening. Today's the 7th. Oh, so in 11 days. Okay, so a week and a half. Rise with me. This is the body of the Lord. Jesus Christ our Lord came. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him, and by the stripes that he bore, we were healed. As you take of this body, let every single thing the Lord Jesus Christ came to accomplish be accomplished in your life, in your family, in your community, in this His church. He's raising up a church that is strong, vibrant, resilient, an army that that goes forth and takes back everything the enemy has stolen. Take and eat in Jesus' mighty name.
Cup of blessing. Precious blood of Jesus was shed for every one of us, so we are covenant children of God.
Amen.
When the blood, the boundary of blood is in your life, the enemy can never penetrate. Job did not have the blood around him, but he had a hedge around him. And as long as that hedge, because God put it, the enemy could not penetrate.
Hallelujah.
But today you have the blood of Jesus. It speaks better things than that of Abel. So this is even stronger than that edge. May the boundary of blood remain in your life.
Amen.
May your household be covered with the blood.
Amen.
May you be covered with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So when the enemy look at you, all he sees the blood.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus
covers me now.
Covers me now.
And my household.
And my household.
And everything,
everything
the Lord has blessed me with.
The Lord has blessed me with.
My health.
My health.
My wealth.
My wealth.
My family.
My family.
My job.
My job.
Whatever your ministry is, you
my
are covered.
It's covered.
Somebody say, I'm covered.
I am covered.
Your house is covered.
My house is covered.
When he sees the blood, he passes over.
Amen.
Say, the enemy will see the blood on me.
The enemy will see the blood
and
on
my household.
And my household.
And he will pass over.
And he will pass over.
All the time.
All the time.
In Jesus' name, take
In
and
Jesus
drink.
Name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Make it funnel. Father, I lift up holy hands and I thank you for the outpouring of grace, the oil from your presence, the waters from the river that flows from your throne. Every area of my life is fully satisfied with your goodness.
Amen.
Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, let's say hello to the saints on Zoom. And
Sister Carol. Shalom, Sister.